कृष्ण कृष्ण
हरे हरे
हरे राम
हरे राम
राम राम
हरे हरे।
श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल स्कान बुनाके दिस संडे वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग द होली अपियरेंस डे ऑफ His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Personally, I met Maharaj when Maharaj came all the way to Karachi. It was 85 or 84 Maharaj came to Karachi first time. Maharaj was entrusted this responsibility of carrying out the service of his spiritual master in 81, sometime after the first 11 gurus which were there. They added two Indian gurus at that time, Sarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj and Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. These were two added by the end of 81 as the official spiritual master for ISKCON. It was a need felt, because in India, and they wanted some Indian body people really to pacify the needs of the whole Indian body as a hub of the preaching of ISKCON with the international headquarters at Mayapur and then Vrindavan. So Maharaj at that time took sannyas and then he started doing the service of accepting disciple on behalf of ISKCON. So then we had a first darshan of Maharaj in Karachi. At that time I was there, and then I moved to India, and then often time I am working with Maharaj in Bombay as well as in Vrindavan. So personally, before I speak something about Maharaj, let us understand some siddhanta. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, in one full chapter is the branches of Chaitanya tree. There is one full chapter which is branches of Chaitanya tree. It means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke mahan bhaktun ka usme varnan hai. But the first verse which Kaviraj Goswami is saying, uttam adham kari na jane. Don't consider anyone is higher or somebody is lower. Anybody who is connected with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always high, always great, and always glorified. That's what his first statement is. So just taking this siddhant, when we speak of ISKCON and the followers of Prabhupada, for us all are Prabhupada's sincere disciples, Prabhupada's men, different ways they are serving the ISKCON movement. Don't consider anybody, that's what Kaviraj Goswami is saying, uttam adham kari na mane. Never say somebody is great and somebody is lower. No. It's never, if you have this vision, you will never understand what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers are. And then when Srila Prabhupada is writing himself in Science of Self-Realization, Guru is One. He's saying Guru is One. He may have different name, he may have different body, he may have different country, but he has a one message. Since he has a one message, therefore Guru is one. There is another philosophy we should really deeply understand, that when Prabhupada himself is saying, so and so person told me to take sannyas, I feel my Guru Maharaj is speaking through this person. So you can see your Guru Maharaj and his teaching, any Vaishnava who is guiding you on the path of Krishna consciousness, that is the philosophy which Prabhupada is preaching, Guru is one. Means his teaching is not, but whichever guru who is serving in this iskan, what he is teaching to the disciple. Chant 16 round, follow four regular principle, come in Mangal Aarti, distribute books. Is there anything difference? Is anybody saying anything different? No. That is the meaning of guru is one. Iska artha guru ek hai. So this is a very deep, subtle process. So deities, differentiating deities, differentiating spiritual masters, that is not a mature disciple's vision. That's most important siddhant. It is very important for us as ISKCON devotees, for really going 10,000 years, when this first generation will not be on the planet after 10 years or 15 years. How can we be united afterwards? Chaitanya tree, the branches of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were many, but still, everybody is following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So similarly for us, ISKCON, there's a ISKCON tree, there are many branches of ISKCON. These are, on Prabhupada, you just imagine one thing. This was 70s, where it was very difficult to get the visa to go to America. It was not that easy. And not many people were going to Canada, America or Europe at that time. Those they were going were really very rich and opulent people, and that they have some money, therefore they were going for a study to America at that time or Canada. And when Prabhupada went there, he only got at that time the followers which were rebellious of their culture. They were just at the Vietnam War and all were students, they given up everything and they were almost on the street like hippies. And in that atmosphere, Prabhupada came across with a highly educated person from some university in Canada, and is coming from background deep rooted in India. When he saw, Maharaj's name was Gopal at that time, only Prabhupada added Gopal Krishna, he only added Gopal Krishna. His name was already Gopal. So when Prabhupada saw one Indian young man who has come all the way from India to the America, Canada, for getting something, and he was very happy to see the devotion in him. In other words, it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan that he has sent his men in different part of the world for help to the Prabhupada. He sent different people in different countries, in different name and different form, to help Prabhupada to establish this Krishna conscious movement. So it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan. So at that time, the two personalities from the Indian origin, they met Prabhupada there. And one was His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, and other was His Holiness Sarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj. He was already done PhD at that time in chemical science something, in chemistry, and he was from Manipur. And when Prabhupada met these two, he became like, he thought, I have two wings now to fly. But Mahaprabhu is saying, there's this one person who is dancing, Vakreshwar Pandit, is a one wing. If I have another wing like this, then Mahaprabhu say, I can fly. Say, one devotee who can do kirtan, he is a wing for me. So when Prabhupada saw these two Indian gentlemen from a background that their parent can send the children at that time to America for study, and they were both not graduate, postgraduates, and they were interested in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada was very happy that now, if these gentlemen take to Krishna consciousness seriously, then you imagine that one who has gone to America with higher studies and he is already mastered whatever he was supposed to. And then Prabhupada is asking them to go back to India and give up all your degrees. How can you imagine this? How can you accept this proposal? Is it possible to accept this proposal? What do you think? You have all the money, you have taken your parents' money to go to America, then you graduate there, then you got a better job there, well off there, now Prabhupada saying give up all these things, go to India and act for the service of Mahaprabhu's movement. Is it very difficult really? It's very difficult. It requires full surrender and full faith in the words of his spiritual master. Therefore this word English is very good word, is a disciplic succession. It is not a guru parampara. It is a shishya parampara. To be a disciple is a qualification. Not to be a guru is a qualification. To be disciple is a qualification. It is a disciplic succession. And this is another word in English is very good. We are God brothers. We are not guru brothers. We are God brothers because this guru has connected us to God. Therefore we are brothers. It doesn't say guru brother. English guru, there's no word guru brother in English. This guru brother is trying to make small pockets within the one house, which is not good at all. We belong to ISKCON, and all these are different professors of the ISKCON University who are guiding us in some particular thesis and PhD. But university is one, degree is one, and we are one in that. If we have this mood, then Prabhupada wanted 10,000 years this movement has to go. Sri Krishna is Vande Krishna Jagat Guru. So Krishna is Guru for whole creation. That's called Samasti Guru. He's a Guru for everybody. Everybody has an individual Guru. That is called Vyasi. That is personal. It's very personal. Me and my Guru is a personal relation. It is not a public thing. Public thing is me and Krishna. This is public thing. But me and my Guru is very personal. That, if we really understand this depth of the philosophy, that me and my Guru is a personal relationship. That is very personal, but for preaching, Krishna is Jagat Guru and we have to preach the message of Krishna. If really we understand these two simple philosophical facts in our life, then this movement has to go and we have to hand over this legacy of Krishna conscious movement to many generations to come in future. It's not that things will end where we are. So what I'm saying, just imagine of Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj that he graduated there, he did his MBA in 70s, which at that time in India you may have hardly 2 or 3 MBAs or 5 MBAs maximum. That's what the time where there was this degree was. Now this MBA is man, may or marry BB, everybody's MBA. There's nothing, it's not important at all. Everybody's just doing this, but at that time, and some or other, and Maharaj at that time was householder, and still with all these responsibilities, he accepted Prabhupada. And what was Prabhupada's, where Prabhupada has put all his time and his money? BBT. You know, Prabhupada so smartly has registered ISKCON and BBT as a separate trust. He never mixed the two. With the intelligence, and any time anything can happen to one, the other should survive. You know in this material world, what anything can happen. So he has a BBT. Whatever the money he has, he always put in BBT. And BBT was his heart, his blood was just BBT. And then he wanted to establish BBT in India. And he entrusted, now you have done MBA, you know the business. Do this business for Krishna, establish BBT in India. And Gopal Krishna Maharaj was given this responsibility to establish BBT in India. And he accepted this challenge. He went all the way from the Europe at that time to India. And he pleased Prabhupada by producing books in local languages. And when many times all the senior member of this ISKCON who served Prabhupada and who helped Prabhupada with spread movement, they all have imbibed some qualities of Prabhupada. They learned as like a son has some qualities of father in him. So Gopal Krishna Maharaj has imbibed one special thing from Prabhupada, distribute books. This one thing Gopal Krishna Maharaj is so much into it that today the number one bookseller in the whole world is a team from Delhi. So this one, and what Mark, simply every year Gopal Krishna Maharaj says, so this year 2 lakhs, next year double this. This is what Prabhupada's principle, double this. So devotees they don't know how can we do it, but they are doing it. And for the last 2-3 years we are saying, The young boys, they are in the street distributing books at red lights, here, there. So this one mood, Prabhupada, all the time Prabhupada said, you are keeping me alive by the report of book distribution. Book distribution Prabhupada liked very much. So this one mood of Prabhupada is very much, you know, Gopal Krishna Maharaj is completely absorbed in this mood of book distribution, book distribution, book distribution. So wherever he has influence of his disciples, his first principle is go and distribute books. That is one thing he has personally to please Prabhupada. This is one part which he is doing the best at this time in the whole movement in one sense. Practically, nowadays movement is really active in India and Russia. All other places movement is more or less in a sort of low profile. It's not really pulsating. Like here Mauritius is very good on Sunday, we are pulsating on Janmashtami, but all the rest of the year we are more or less hiding here and there. It's not really what it was 10 years, 15 years back, you know, everywhere Hare Krishna. So this is geographical changes. Some places it is bursting right now. Like India and Russia are the two places where movement is really spreading day in and day out. And the devotees are really doing a lot of work. So Maharaj's next thing which Gopal Krishna took seriously to please Srila Prabhupada was to build, says, 9 temple or some in Delhi only. Something, this Prabhupada's mood was that we can have more temples in Delhi. So he started with one major temple, Radha Partha Sarthi, which was and one day Gopal Krishna Maharaj was telling that the most time Prabhupada spent after starting ISKCON was, say, Delhi is one of the main places where Prabhupada spent most of his time. Many times coming and going in Delhi, he spent a lot of time. So, and Prabhupada started his printing of books from Delhi. Somehow, before even starting ISKCON, Prabhupada was working in Delhi. So then Delhi was very dear to Prabhupada. And somehow this beautiful temple and the next temple is in Panjai Bagh, Krishna Balram temple, which is full-fledged functioning temple now. Another temple is just coming up in Rohini. Ghaziabad temple is already there. New temple is coming up in Gurgaon and Faridabad. So Maharaj is into the next part. Sri Vigrahara Dhananana Shringaratana Mandir Marjanav Yukta. This is another function of a spiritual master, is to entrust his disciple the deity worship. So he is into it, and as everybody I think recognized, and His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu was telling, Maharaj is wonderful sadhak. His sadhana is extraordinary. Whatever happens, he is always in Mangalarti. Whatever time he sleeps, from wherever he comes, he is always in Mangalarti. Not the member of Lions Club or Forest Club. In Mangalarti, some devotees are coming during Narsingha Puja. They are Lions Club member. There are some devotees are reaching by Tulsi Puja. They are Forest Club member. They are up, but they are waiting that when they start this, then will be, they are different club members. But Maharaj is actually the conch blowing club member. He is always there to blow the conch, to open the curtain of the deities wherever he is. He is, and it's like he's in. And not only this, and then Maharaj has a big altar of his own where he has to do worship of Salangram and Giriraj, and it is a huge altar which Maharaj always carry with him and as a personal duties for his worship. So this is a extraordinary sadhana. For last 40 years, for last 40 year person is doing same thing day in, day out. It is raining, it is cold, it is winter, it is summer, which part of the world he is. These are one of the two or three persons, they are almost always on traveling. They are not 3 days at one place. Say His Holiness Jayaprataka Swami was one who was most known as the traveler who is almost always in the east sky. And Gopal Krishna Maharaj is the number two actually in that, these two are the one who are always, say breakfast here and lunch there and dinner somewhere else. So I see Maharaj, I'm saying, so much responsibility still, spiritual practice, I'm saying, not at the expense of spiritual practice. So what as a disciples, what we have to really imbibe is this sadhana part. And Maharaj has done another interesting thing in Delhi. He wanted his grihastha disciple to purchase whenever they afford the houses near to the temple, and all should come for Mangalarti. And now in Delhi I see at least 10-15 families, their grihastha, they are coming every day for Mangalarti. Without fail, they have left their big houses away. They have just purchased smaller houses next to the temple in order to continue their spiritual practice of morning program. This morning program is one of the most important thing in the spiritual life of a devotee. If it is weak, then everything is weak. So somehow this is another Maharaj. I know a couple of families, they have moved all the way from different places, leaving their big houses, and they are having smaller houses, but they want to be near to the temple, and they are rendering service in the temple. And the other thing, in Delhi Maharaj has started this lakhs of children in the school, they are feeding through this midday meal. The big project of midday meal, feeding lakhs of 100,000 students in the vicinity of Delhi. So this is another project which really Maharaj is heading in Delhi itself. And it's surprising to see Maharaj is now above 60 and he is active and very particular in his sadhana. That is very good inspiration for the devotees to take, all the devotees to learn from this one aspect of the Maharaj. And book distribution is for pleasing Prabhupada, and sadhana for our own spiritual growth and for pleasing our spiritual master. We should make endeavor to come to the temple at least twice a week, something we should start with. This mood that will please the spiritual master more when we do our sadhana very rigidly. When they are doing sadhana rigidly, then why should we not do it rigidly? Why should we be lazier? So this surrender of Gopal Krishna Maharaj, says Swarup Damodar Maharaj, that leaving everything at that time in Europe and America, and they were at that time, at that time in movement, there were not. When we count many devotees at that time, Prabhupada's disciples, they were hardly, you will find anybody graduate. They were all in his school and they left his school and they joined movements. Hardly anybody was graduate. Only these few people were not only graduate, highly postgraduate people, and they left all the jobs in those days and they fully dedicated themselves to please Prabhupada and ISKCON. So when we count the name, it's only hardly two or three names, and one of the names is His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And in the Morris also Maharaj is coming regularly, and he has many disciples, and all the disciples are also serving in both temples. Sincerely, it's a good sign that Maharaj is in a mood that how can we be united in ISKCON, even if we have differences, even we have difficulties, even whatever the problem we have, but how can we be working together in ISKCON to please Prabhupada? This is very interesting mood which you can imbibe from Gopal Krishna Maharaj. With all difficulties, whenever there is a problem in India, anything, wherever in the world he is supposed to come as a troubleshooter for any problem in India. And always in problems there is, in India there is always problem, legal this, but he is always on the forefront to deal with all these problems. So he is one of the asset Prabhupada has chosen away from the India, a person of Indian origin away from the India, and he accepted him and offered him in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna, and he himself is now engaging thousands and thousands of people in the service of Radha and Krishna. So we have to glorify genuinely the Vaishnavas, and that is the qualification of Vaishnava, that he always see other Vaishnava, that he has to glorify other Vaishnava. When Kulin Gram Vaishnavas, they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Puri and they ask, we are Grastas, how can we advance in spiritual life? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vaishnava Seva, Krishna Nam. If you do these two things, very soon you will get the mercy of Krishna. Vaishnava Seva, he said first. Krishna, Kirtan, Vaishnava Seva, these two things. And those Grastas, they immediately asked, who is Vaishnava? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, one who chants Nirantar Hari Nam, one who is always engaged in chanting Hare Krishna, one who is always engaged 24-hour in Krishna service, he is Vaishnava. So here is the person we are glorifying, Gopal Krishna. They are 24-hour engaged in Krishna service. They don't have any other business, they don't have any other enterprise, they don't have any family to look after. They have only how 24 hours just thinking with this idea, tomorrow morning in Mangal Arati I have to go, and from Mangal Arati thinking how to spread Krishna consciousness, how to please Prabhupada by distributing books. So these are the people that are 24 hours engaged in service of Krishna. In whatever, in managerial capacity, spiritual master, in all the ways. So today on the auspicious appearance day of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, who has Subhashram, I was talking with someone. Maharaj told me personally when Maharaj was going to India, he said, tell them that I was born in Lahore, so they should give me visa to go and visit Pakistan. Maharaj was getting 3 years back, Maharaj wanted to go to Pakistan. So somehow he told me, so what to do, sir, woman, there you always go there. So shall I go in this dress? I said, you go, Maharaj, don't worry, there's no problem. But somehow other Maharaj went in the market, he got some trouser and some Adidas cape and all this. But I told Maharaj, you don't worry, somebody will come you in the airport. Before you enter, they will just escort you and take you up. You don't worry at all. That time Maharaj, one disciple, he's married in Russia and with a Russian girl, and he become a Russian national actually. So he was living in Karachi. Now that disciple moved back to Russia. So 3 years back Maharaj went to Karachi after 84 or 85 when I was there. So very rare people, they dare to go to Pakistan, and Maharaj somehow made it last time. So this is also some courage Maharaj has. And the rest of the things, everybody knows that Maharaj has a lot of following in Russia. But he is the one who want to everybody to be in ISKCON temple. Work for ISKCON is like Prabhupada's man. Everybody is Prabhupada's man, but this philosophy we should imbibe actually. That Guru is one, and there is no, all are serving in their own capacity to Prabhupada, and they are the foundation stones of the ISKCON movement. They may be very small, but the small foundation stone is also very strong to hold the whole building. So ISKCON is, maybe in future we may be many, you know, ISKCON branches, but still the root is one Prabhupada, therefore we are one and we are together. So all glories to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Gaura Nitaya ki, Mauritius Bhakta Vrinda ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. From Krishna Himself and from His devotees we have to learn another important lesson. In your house, you have cooked for 10 people and some 20 guests come, then who you will keep fasting? Guest or the family members? Family members. The one you love more, he will have to suffer more. Is it right? Gopis were loving Krishna more than anybody in the world, but they were in separation and Krishna was with Mathura and Dwarka Vasis, but his heart was with Vrindavan Vasis. What we have to learn from this philosophy, we may have a deep love for our spiritual master, but we have to give respect to all other Vaishnavas outwardly more, keeping our spiritual master, our own personal Because we are his children, but we have to give respect to all sadhus, Vaishnavas who are their god brothers, which are for us same like that respect. If we have that type of desire, that fulfill the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, that will please them more. If some devotee goes from here, let's say Subhak Swami Maharaj, when he goes from here, if he meets Gopal Krishna Maharaj and he says, "Oh, I went at the Vyas Puja of your Vyas Puja in Mauritius, and all the devotees, they're your disciples, they gave me the more than due respect, all these things," and that this will please Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Or Maharaj goes there and says, "Oh, I went there, or they were celebrating your Vyas Puja and they did not talk with me." What will please Maharaj more? That we give the higher respect to anybody who is connected to our spiritual master, and by the way he is present, then this is the mood, which is the mood of Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna's mood. So we have to learn and become mature in Krishna consciousness, particularly within ISKCON. When we are dealing personally with the gurus, that's our personal, but as ISKCON we have to have a vision very, you know, loving for all the Vaishnavas and trusting that they are all serving Prabhupada with same sincerity. Somebody may be imbibing one special aspect of Prabhupada, other may be some one. And on one Prabhupada's disappearance day, I think His Holiness, what is his name, one who is always having a big festival in Indradyumna Maharaj, he actually had a big list of all the disciples of Prabhupada. He said, "Prabhupada, I can see you in Bhakti Vishwam Madhav Maharaj when he quotes Shastra. I can see in Radha Govind Maharaj when he speaks Bhagavatam. I can see you, Prabhupada. I can see you in Gopal Krishna Maharaj when he is sincerely working hard to build the temple." So he has a list of all the disciples of Prabhupada. He said, "I can see Prabhupada, your mercy in all these 1, 2, 3, 4. He has a big list of all these people. That mood when we imbibe in ISKCON, that everybody is serving Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON movement with whatever capacity, and we recognize that and we appreciate that and we glorify that, that pleases the spiritual master, that pleases the parampara. So these are some philosophical things, but personally I am very fortunate to be here second time on Vyas Puja Day of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna, I would like to say this first of all, thank you for this nice talk. And now we invite everybody to come to our